My name is Joe Boyven. I'm the Senior Vice President of Hawaii Gas. Hawaii Gas provides all of the gas energy throughout the state of Hawaii for water heating, cooking, tiki torches, and a number of other uses. Every restaurant, every hospital, every hotel, for the most part, uses our gas for their water heating and their cooking. And then a lot of companies use it for industrial processes, such as aggregate for the roads, cement making, and a number of other industrial processes. So, you know, gas energy is widely used throughout the state. And on Oahu, we have a underground pipeline distribution system, approximately 1,000 miles in total pipeline length, stretching from Kapolei to Hawaii Kai. So biomethane is renewable natural gas, and it is produced today throughout the state at all of our landfills and our wastewater treatment plants. And it's a byproduct of the natural decomposition of biomass. So organic matter that's been put into the landfill will slowly decompose, and as it does, it creates a biogas, which is actually natural gas. And the same thing occurs at our wastewater treatment plants. As the waste sludge decomposes, it produces a biogas as well. And this biogas that's created is approximately 60% natural gas, which is just like the natural gas you'd find elsewhere in the world, and about 40% carbon dioxide. So before we can inject it into our pipeline to distribute it to our customers, we need to remove that 40% carbon dioxide and make it similar to our existing natural gas stream, which is nearly 100% methane. The RFP that went out today really serves two main purposes. One is to identify all of the biogas in Hawaii that the current producers, which is mostly counties, all of our landfills and wastewater treatment plants, how much biogas is available, and two, if they're willing to sell it to Hawaii Gas, at what price would they be willing to sell it? So it seeks to identify the quantity of biogas available today and the price of that biogas that we would need to pay to get it. Now, we have a pretty good idea of how much biogas is on the island of Oahu, which is, just to put this into terms that may be more easily digested, there's approximately 4 to 5 million gallons of gasoline worth of biogas energy on this island today. So that kind of gives you an idea of, you know, we're not talking about an insignificant amount. You know, 4 to 5 million gallons of gasoline is a lot of energy, and that equivalent amount of energy is currently found at all of the wastewater treatment plants and landfills. So if we could work with the counties to aggregate all of that biogas, clean it up, and inject it into our pipeline, then our business just on the island of Oahu alone, would achieve about a 20% renewable status, as opposed to using just the synthetic natural gas that we sell today in our pipeline. What we've been working on for several years now is when we call it, it's part of our fuel supply diversification strategy. And what that means is that currently, and for decades really, we have purchased a feedstock called naphtha from one of the local refineries, and that is our sole source of feedstock that we use to make our synthetic natural gas. But several years ago, we started seeing some uncertainty in the refining aspect of Hawaii's energy landscape, meaning the Tesoro company sold their refinery to a company called Par a few years back, and they had some trouble doing that, and it put our sole source of feedstock in a somewhat precarious position. And then today, we see that the Chevron refinery is seeking to sell itself. And then third, last year, and to some extent in the year before that, the state's Department of Business and Economic Development and Tourism, DBET, wrote a series of reports called the Hawaii Refinery Task Force. And in those reports, one of the key findings was that by 2020, one or both of the refineries could be closed down. So rather than waiting for an event like that to happen, we have been proactively seeking alternative sources of energy for our business. One of those has been liquefied natural gas, which you've probably heard about. And another is now the renewable natural gas. So these are ways for us to diversify our supply of energy to ensure that we can always provide our customers with reliable service. Number one, gas is less expensive than electricity to perform the same task. So gas is a very efficient way to deliver energy to the end user, whereas electricity, you lose a great deal of energy when you produce electricity. So when we create electricity and we use, let's say, a barrel of oil that we burn to create the electricity, we lose two-thirds of that energy up the smokestack in terms of heat loss. So the process is only about 33% efficient. Two-thirds of the energy go up into the air in the form of wasted heat, okay? But if we take that same barrel of oil as gas energy and we distribute it to the end user, then nearly 100% of that gets to the end user's appliance. So number one, it's a lot more efficient way to use whatever imported energy we bring into the state so it's useful at the customer end. And then two, gas energy is also a very clean source of energy for us. And if we can make that renewable natural gas, now we're really combining a very clean resource with that is also renewable and that is also cost effective. You know, the RFP went out today. We are requesting that bids come back in a couple of months, and then hopefully we'll have some viable bids that we can work on. And if it really depends on how aggressive the counties want it to be in proposing a price for the biogas that they now produce. And the majority of counties today are doing what's called flaring the biogas. That is, it's just combusted and then it goes up into the atmosphere. So they're not monetizing it. What we're providing the counties an opportunity to do is to monetize these waste streams that they have today and turn them into revenue streams. So we can act as quickly as the counties would like to. And, you know, I think from the time we got a fuel supply agreement in place, we could probably be up and running within 12 months so that we're injecting it into the pipeline. You know, one of the key points is that we're just really excited to get more renewable gas energy incorporated into our business. And I think it's going to be good for our business. It's good for the ratepayers, and it's good for Hawaii. And we're going to be taking a waste product basically that's being flared to atmosphere, and we're going to turn it into a useful product.